six-goal final quarter to the Brisbane Lions. They flexed their muscles when they needed to. The Swans got within 2 points early in that last quarter, and they stepped up to win 32 points and put themselves a top two spot. Second on the ladder, the Brisbane Lions. Equal on points with Port Adelaide, just percentage separating the two. And they will finish top two and get a home final the first week. Sydney with Gallen as always. They always have a crack. Just lacked a bit of that class around the ball. They led by 5 points at quarter time. And then it was Brisbane by nine at half time. 13 points at three quarter time. And the run out, 32 point winners. How'd you see it, Daze?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair result. I think in better conditions, I would have expected a lot more. But again, at this time of the year, with the condensed season, sore blokes everywhere, all you've got to do is do enough to get the job done. And that's all they did tonight. They've obviously had a pretty good evening across the board. They got beaten in contested possessions, which is interesting because Sydney are usually not great in that area. And Brisbane, that's a strong point. Lachie Neale had the hard tag. So I guess when you think of it like that, when their stars weren't just getting it all in their own way, to fight it out and to become runaway winners like that was a pretty good result in the end.
Yeah, they had more of the ball, the Swans. They won the contested possessions. They ended up winning the clearances as well, but they just weren't able to get the job done. Brisbane were more efficient when they had their opportunities. Four more inside 50s to the Brisbane Lions, but the big one was 18 scoring shots to 11, and they got the job done when they needed to. Daniel Rich and Jared Lyons, a couple of their senior boys, were really good. Lachie Neale, as we said, fought really hard with his 15 disposals, copying a heavy tag. Potentially will come under a little bit of scrutiny. We think he'll be fine for a bit of a dangerous tackle. And multiple goal kickers with Charlie Cameron, Eric Hipwood and Zach Bailey. It was a pretty comfortable result, Tim Solly.
Sure was. And just wonder for the Swans, Papley's kicked the 24 majors for the year. The next best goal kicker for the Swans is Tommy McCartan on 9. And he's playing in defence at the moment, so switched him down back. Where do their goal kickers come from if they're going to be competitive next year? Well, there's still a lot of talk circling about Papley going to the Blues as well. He's their leading goal kicker for the year, so they need to find some other avenues to goal, don't they, Daze?
Yeah, well, they've obviously got the big superstar and Big Bud Lahr out, who's Big Buddy Franklin, and oh, no doubt he comes back in and he'd be winning this goal kicking by a fair way. And then just how easy that makes it for blokes like Papley, the Lizard, Sammy Reid as well around that, so... he's going to be a big one. Hopefully, I can get him back.
Well, courtesy of Fox Footy, let's take a listen to Lachie Neale.
I didn't know whether to expect that or not tonight, so we sort of have plans for it if it happens, and if it doesn't, so I played a bit of a different role tonight, just trying to get on the move at stoppages and create a bit of chaos, and the other boys were able to get to work and get the job done in the end. I think the Swans were pretty good in the contest, though, and I think that last sort of 15 minutes we were able to break them a little bit.
Yeah, the scores from stoppages, 3 centre-bounce goals in that last quarter. You guys have been strong all year from stoppage.
Yeah, it's a real focus area for us. We know how important centre bounce is. It gives us either scoring opportunities or territory, so we've worked pretty hard on that, trying to get that right, and they've still got some quality players in there, so we can't really focus for centre bounce and stoppages. Kennedy and Parker was really good tonight, so yeah, we knew we had to be on our game for that.
Fantastic. One more game before the final starts, Carlton at home. What do you want to bring next week before the final start?
Yeah, we just want to make sure we continue to play our brand. We know in the past teams have probably maybe taken the foot off the pedal in that last game or rested and come out a bit flat in finals. So I think the message will be, let's play our brand, have another strong performance leading into finals, because we have the week off leading in.
Good on you, Lock. Congratulations and all the best for the next few weeks.
Thanks, Bucky.
Lachie Neale, courtesy of Fox Footy, and now we're in the Triple M Amy review. This is Who Covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. As we see the teams getting ready to go down to the rooms, we'll go to the song in a minute. But for Choice Hotels around the grounds, you can book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Earlier today, it was Adelaide in a big upset over the Blues by 16 points. They were leading by much more than that at half time. Really disappointing Blues performance. The Western Bulldogs defeated the Hawks. Again, that was a big blowout at halftime, won by 36 points. And here, the Brisbane Lions ended up winning by 32 points. And, of course, the big one to round out round 17 is that Collingwood v Port Adelaide tomorrow night, which we're looking forward to as well. Jaden Stevenson, the big news, dropped in that one. But Jordan Degoe, Adam Treloar are back in the side. So some big games to finish off as we take a look at the top eight. Tim Solly, we know that Brisbane have sewn up a top two spot. Port Adelaide and Brisbane equal top. Just quickly run through the top eight before the song.
Yeah, Port's still on top by percentage. They're sitting 136.4%. And the Lions equal 52 points on the ladder, but down in percentage to 124.7. But they're locked away for that home final top two finish. Richmond, Geelong round out the top four. And then the Eagles, Saints, Bulldogs, and currently Collingwood sitting in that eighth spot. Big game tomorrow night against the Suns.
So it was Brisbane winning this one by 32 points. Remember, the Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Full terms at mcdonalds.com.au. Stick with us. We'll wrap up after the break. Daisy Thomas will give his Triple MVP 3, 2 and 1s for McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up. Put it on Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review. Amy.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Ah yes, welcome back to Kazali Stadium. This round 17 clash between Sydney and Brisbane. And at the 8 minute mark of the final term, after goals to Haywood and Parker, it was back to 2 points, and it was almost at that moment that Brisbane just flicked a switch inside. They went on to kick six majors and get it by 32 points. You're with us for the Triple M Amy review. Who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. We might head down boundary side and just check out how things are going down there. Robbo, how'd you see it?
Well, winners, they can really smile because they had nothing in the Brisbane line, so that's a really big tick for Chris Fagan. But Sydney camp, they're limping to the line, that's for sure. They lost Lewis Taylor, right ankle and bad, so they'll be looking at that and may have a little problem with a bone in his foot. They'll have scans. Joel Armitage, who was actually a debut player tonight, he actually was ruled out late in the last quarter with that ankle, clashed with Mad Mitch Robinson. So he was a black liner. And then I noticed that Sam Reed and also Lewis Malekin were really sore. So virtually none on the bench with minutes to go of the game. So they were sore boys, the Swannies. Brisbane Lions, big tick, got through.
Beautiful work by you, Robbo, down there on the boundary for Bob Jane Team Arts. Yeah, we'll just jump over and have a look at the I'm loving it moment today for Maccas. A moment that happened at the 20th minute mark, boys, off the last quarter. And this is how the Golden Tonsils called it live on Triple M footy. And the big O sits underneath, spills the mark, Hinge, tumbles one. It's going to work out. Neil on the burst, sends it up to the 50. Out the back door, it's a foot race between McCartan and Hipwood. Ball sits beautifully for Hipwood. Step towards goal. Oh, it's a miracle goal from Hipwood. The ball sat beautifully for the big man. He was running towards the boundary. He snapped it over his left shoulder and couldn't see daylight and splits the middle.
And that's how you call it in the big leagues, boys. You got to back up the Golden Tonsils with a performance, and he does it right there.
Unbelievable that was. Beautifully called. It was a magic goal, but that was even better coming out of those pure tonsils that you have in that throat of yours.
Thank you very much, Daisy Thomas. And meanwhile, you've just chimed in. I'd love to hear how you saw the game, mate. How did that play out? Did Sydney really put it up in the first quarter? And you thought they were in for a real show there, and Lions just too good in the end.
Yeah, they did. They responded really well, Brisbane. Sydney came out with that clear game plan of just trying to keep the ball off Brisbane. And as we probably know now, that it's really hard to do that to a quality team regardless. But for four quarters, they had their uncontested possession game going early with the uncontested marks as well. They were well up in both those facets. But after that, Brisbane Lions, they bought the pressure, they bought the heat, they got it into a contest. It wasn't the purest game of football I've ever seen, to be completely honest. A lot of it was played between the arcs, but the class rose to the top. They got it done, and that, as I said, you'd just be happy to get through with the win. And as Robbo said, no injuries. So, you know, a pretty good performance for them.
Well, that moves us along to the Triple MVP votes. Who were your best players on ground tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to give one vote to Jared Lyons. Obviously, Lachie Neale was tagged, so he took a bit of that load through there. He had the 20 disposals, 5 clearances, 3 tackles, and 1 goal won. So he can have the one vote. Darcy Gardner, an unsung hero down back.
In
the bike shorts that could be tight. I'm not sure which way he's going with them. He was really good. He kept Sam Reid to 5 possessions and no goals. He had the 10 possessions himself, but more importantly, he had 4 intercept marks. So he was really good down there. And the 3 votes, I don't usually like doing this, but in a losing team, Luke Parker, he had the 33 disposals. He kicked 2 goals, 5 clearances, 2 tackles. 18 of those possessions were contested, and he was a number one ranked player on the ground.
Beautifully done by you tonight, Daze, and also down on the boundary. Well done, Robbo. How was your Sunday night call team? Lee Montagna, Tim Solly, Daisy Thomas, and Mickey Roberts. Stick around. We've got another big game coming up tomorrow night. Collingwood sitting 8th on the ladder at the moment. A really important game against the Suns. We'll be calling that right here on Triple M, the best place to listen to footy. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.